Good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes and I'm Nandita Khemka. Today's Wednesday, the 10th of July, and here are the top things to know before the market opens. The GIFT Nifty is hinting at a muted start for the market, a day after Nifty hit a fresh record and closed above the 24,400 mark for the first time. Buying in blue chip stocks, firm global trends and foreign fund inflows drove the indices to fresh closing highs on Tuesday. At closing, Sensex ended at an all-time high of 80,351, while the Nifty closed at a lifetime high of 24,433. Both the benchmarks ended higher by 0.5% and outperformed the broader markets. Nifty Auto led sectoral gains, rising 2.2%, followed by consumer durables and pharma. PSU Bank and Realty indices each gained 1.1%, while Nifty FMCG rose somewhere around 1% or thereabouts. Maruti Suzuki was the top Nifty gainer as it surged 7% after the Uttar Pradesh government waived off registration tax on hybrid vehicles with immediate effect. Among blue chips, the other top gainers included the likes of M&M, Titan and ITC. Experts believe both domestic and global factors will continue to drive the market momentum, but the first quarter earnings will chart the trend going forward. The IT sector is slated to kickstart the first quarter earnings season later this week. Chartists see 24,350 acting as a key support level for the Nifty. As long as the Nifty stays above this level, the bullish sentiment is likely to continue. On the higher side, 24,500 to 24,555 is seen as the immediate resistance zone for the day traders. However, below 24,500, the sentiment could take a turn. Shifting focus to global cues, on Wall Street, stocks saw a mixed session that pushed the Nasdaq and S&P 500 to new records as Federal Reserve Chairperson Jerome Powell cautioned that keeping interest rates elevated for too long could stunt economic growth. Setting the stage for a two-day appearance on Capitol Hill this week, the central bank leader said that the economy remains strong, as does the labor market, despite some recent cooling. Powell cited some easing in inflation, which he said policymakers stay resolute in bringing down to their 2% goal. All eyes will be on the June Consumer Price Index as a key test for the market and the outlook for rate cuts. In Asia, investors will assess inflation data from China and Japan. Japan's Nikkei extends gains, but other indices are edging lower this morning. In the currency and bond market, the US dollar gained strength after the Fed chairperson acknowledged progress in inflation but did not give a clear signal that the US central bank is close to cutting interest rates. The US 10-year treasury yield rose to 4.3% as investors digested comments from the Fed chairperson. Oil prices fell more than 1% in the third straight day of declines as Gulf Coast production and refining infrastructure appears to have avoided substantial damage from the tropical storm Beryl. Brent crude has fallen below the $85 per barrel mark. Gold, on the other hand, held steady as traders await US inflation data for Fed clues. Let's now turn our attention to all the stocks that will be in focus today. First up is Delhivery, as Canada Pension Plan Investment Board intends to sell up to 2.3 crore shares of the company via block deals. The offer price is said to be between 378 to 389 per share, which is a 0.7% to 3.5% discount to Tuesday's closing price. The deal size at the lower end of the price range is said to be worth 885 crore rupees. There's likely to be a block deal in Mankind Pharma as well, as Hema CIPEF intends to sell up to 37 lakh shares or 0.9% of the total equity via block deals. The floor price of 2061 per share is at a 2% discount to the stock's closing price on Tuesday. At the floor price, the deal size is said to be worth over 760 crore rupees. Next up is Delta Corp, as it has reported its first quarter numbers. Net profit has slumped by 68% on a YOY basis, while revenues are down over 30%. Now, the online gaming firm's margins shrank to 16.9% from 36.9% in the same quarter last year. RVNL has got the letter of acceptance for a project worth nearly 188 crore rupees from the Maharashtra Metro Rail Corporation for the Nagpur Metro. The company has also emerged as the lowest bidder for a project worth over 200 crore rupees from the Southeastern Railway. Also watch out for technology giant Infosys, as it has bagged a 5-year order from Sector Alarm, a European company that's partially owned by global investment firm KKR. Infosys will help transform Sector Alarm's core enterprise business systems on the cloud. Lastly, Wipro has settled its non-compete lawsuits against its former CFO, Jatin Dalal. According to a U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission filing dated 2nd of July, Cognizant's board of directors has approved a payment of over $500,000 to cover the settlement and legal fees associated with the dispute. Meanwhile, Namita Thapar-backed Emcure Pharma will debut on the stock exchanges today. Shares are expected to list at a premium of 30% to its issue price. Analysts are bullish on both short and long-term gains. Company aims to use IPO proceeds to reduce debt and boost growth. On that note, let's move on to our Voice of the Day segment. Today we have Sneha Poddar, Assistant Vice President, Retail Research, Broking and Distribution at Motilal Oswal Financial Services, who shares her views on what to expect from the first quarter earnings season.
For the first quarter of FY25, we estimate Nifty's earnings to grow by 4% on year-on-year basis. If we exclude OMCs, then Nifty earnings are expected to grow by 8%. If we talk about sales and EBITDA, it's expected to improve by 6% and 4% respectively. Now, margin tailwinds are expected to recede this quarter due to the high base. The EBITDA margin, excluding financials and oil and gas, is expected to contract by 30 bips for Nifty 50 at 20.4%. The overall earnings growth is anticipated to be driven once again by the domestic cyclicals such as auto, BFSI, which with improved contribution from healthcare and metals. On the other hand, the earnings growth is likely to be dragged down by the global cyclicals such as oil and gas, especially OMCs, and along with them, cement and specialty chemicals. Some of the other sectors which are expected to do well are real estate, retail, which are expected to post strong growth, while consumers, technology, they are anticipated to post moderate growth. For the full year, we project Nifty 50 to deliver 12% earnings growth, which is on a very high base of FY24, wherein the growth was 26%.
That's all we have for you on Market Minutes today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news and updates. Thank you and have a great trading day. We'll catch you tomorrow at the same time.